What is chastity? Chastity can be defined, says Stephanie Neugebauer, as submitting the whole self, particularly one's sexual self, to God's good design and purposes. If you want to learn more about what it means to be chaste, to live a chaste and decent life, pick up your copy of the April issue of the Lutheran Witness, in which we discuss chaste community. Visit cph.org/witness to order a copy, or visit witness.lcms.org to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
In the case of the president, do you get a sense that his regular attendance and adherence to the faith resonates with American Catholics?
There is a phrase, a cafeteria Catholic. You choose that which is attractive and dismiss that which is challenging.
We are entering a post-Christian era. We are not going to be able to live off of the inheritance of a Christianity that is being rejected and is being slewed off right now.
There were specific strategies that the church used in many churches to grow the congregations that focused less on discipleship and biblical fidelity and even biblical literacy. And I think that that has produced a large amount of people in our churches that might not even really be Christians.
Easter is a time of triumph and joy. Easter is a time when we can rejoice together that Jesus has conquered death by his death.
I love listening to issues, etc., while riding my bike on the street of Beijing, China.
We have talked about purity culture here on Issues, etc. before. It's pretty clear that God's call to sexual purity, which is thoroughly scriptural, may not be the same thing as Christian purity culture. There's an old-fashioned word, chastity, that may do a better job and actually describe not only what purity culture is trying to address, and that is premarital sex, but also the entire being of husband and wife throughout their lives. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about helping young people understand God's gift of sexuality with Stephanie Neugebauer. We'll spend some time with you, our listener, via email and the comment line. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. The comment line, 618-223-8382. Then Dr. John Bombaro joins us. We'll contrast Christian identity with identity politics. Stephanie Neugebauer is manager of health ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author of a column for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Beyond Purity. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
What's at stake in teaching our children about sex and chastity?
Oh, wow. Everything. Truly, society, the family, literally all future generations. We look at the family unit, and Lutherans have a beautiful theology to talk about the different estates, and the family is one of them. So the family estate is the very foundation for any thriving society, Todd, and the family unit is able to be the foundation it's intended to be when chastity is valued, because it creates the best environment for families to be created and for families to be protected. And Luther talks about the Ten Commandments really as the preservation of society. And so when we look at how the second table of the law starts, it starts with the fourth commandment to honor your father and mother, which is the very foundation of the family unit, moms and dads. And then the question is, how do we not harm each other? Well, that's found in the fifth commandment. It tells us what to do to help and support our neighbor. And then it's in the in part through the sixth commandment, that sex is being used in the context with which it was intended. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that all of our major societal flaws stem from a lack of sexual morality and a high sexual ethic, because what sexual immorality does is it creates this brokenness in relationship between men and women, which then extends to the relationship between husband and wife, which then extends to the relationship between parents and children. So this is a cycle that will continue to perpetuate and really get at the core of human thriving if it's no longer at stake. So what's at stake? Ultimately, then, I would say it's also the faith of our children. When we teach our kids about themselves and their bodies and how they were created, that reflects what we believe about God and what we believe about his will for us. So that's a lot, but I truly think that there are fewer things that are important to teach our kids than, of course, the faith, and then also about chastity and how to lead a sexually pure life.
What is missing from kind of the classic purity culture in Christianity?
Well, first, I think it's helpful to define what we mean by purity culture, because I think there's a lot of nuances there. But what I would boil it down to is purity culture equates sexual wholeness with maintaining virginity until marriage. It's the true love waits, the purity rings. Purity culture is missing the gospel, and the whole picture of God's law is being good and a beautiful blueprint for our lives, that God's design is actually for our benefit and for our joy. And purity culture, what it does is it misses the most positive aspects of all of it. It also tends to create these two really unhelpful camps where you either follow the laws, you maintain pure, quote unquote, and a virgin until marriage, and you become pharisaical in your pursuit of it, and it becomes the source of self-righteousness. And then anytime you create a means of self-righteousness, you exclude people who God desires in his kingdom. And so then there's this other camp of people who think, well, I can't, or I've already had sex before marriage, so I can't attain this. And so parents simply don't teach this because it feels like they're being hypocritical if they've already had sex before marriage, or if they've made mistakes. They feel like they've disqualified themselves from teaching this to their kids. But really, what purity is, what sexual purity is living a holy life under complete renewal by Jesus. It refers to both our body and our spirit, as it says in 2 Corinthians 7. Since we have these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. So it is a cycle of repentance and renewal.
What is chastity?
I think quite simply, chastity is submitting our whole selves, especially our sexual selves, to God's good design. And so that means that our vocations, so whether we're husband or wife, whether we're single or married, that means submitting our sexual desires and thoughts, and submitting our very function of our bodies to how God designed it. We don't get to choose that for ourselves. We submit our sexuality to the way that God has created us.
How does chastity receive sexuality as a gift of God?
I think the same way that we receive all good gifts, which we acknowledge in the first article of the Creed, that everything comes from God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. It's not something that we created. It's something that he created. And so it's beautiful. And when we live according to God's design, we reap the benefits of that.
How does chastity refocus how we speak to our children about sex?
I think for too long, Todd, the message to our kids has either been, don't do it. Just don't do it. Wait till you're married. Or we tend to put off the conversation like it's something that's taboo, or that sex is naughty, or it's wrong, and it makes us feel uncomfortable. We're always telling them the dangers of sexuality. And what does this do? It refocuses our entire goal. Our goal isn't to scare, but our goal is to ultimately reveal. And what we're revealing is something very good. But kids, they need you, their parents, to reveal it to them, because you are the one who can put it in its proper context, certainly better than the world can. And so what we show them through this kind of emphasis on chastity is the good and beautiful of God's design.
What does teaching chastity actually look like?
I think, Todd, it looks a lot like modeling. As parents, you know, there's kind of the old adage of things are better caught than taught. And I think there's a little bit of truth to that, especially in this case. Certainly the number one thing is don't avoid it. Don't avoid the conversation. this is a confusing time for kids, especially as they grow up into adolescence and their bodies are changing, their hormones are all over the place. They need our help in direction. And so what we do is we come alongside them and we teach them at an early age what it is to have bodies that were created by God and bodies that have a purpose for serving our neighbor and how we care for our bodies and how we don't misuse or abuse other people's bodies.
Stephanie Neugebauer is our guest. We're talking about helping young people understand God's gift of sexuality. On the other side, how do we teach that chastity applies to the whole person?
Men competing in women's sports, trusting in the promises of God, Christianity in a negative world, the 2024 elections, the fad-driven church. Some of your favorite guests will address these topics at the 2024 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385. Making the Case July 12th and 13th in River Forest, Illinois.
Hello, this is Roy Askins, editor of the Lutheran Witness. One of our goals is to help you, as I say all the time, interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective, and that includes interpreting our contemporary culture and the major writings that have informed it. If you haven't already, you need to check out the Lutheran Witness website and see our series on literary reflections, where we have commented on works such as Huckleberry Finn, To Kill a Mockingbird, the writings of Jane Austen, and more. Visit witness.lcms.org/series to read the whole thing. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Your lifeline to the Lutheran worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Easter is a time of hope, renewal, and celebration. At Lutheran Church Extension Fund, we rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the promise it brings to our hearts. Hi, my name is Rahema Kavuga, Director of Synod Relations at LCEF. From our family to yours, may this Easter season be filled with joy, love, and the blessing of new beginnings. Happy Easter.
Traditional liturgical worship, it's so much more than a style preference. It reflects transcendence in the divine service. The living God comes to us in real space and time through the Word and sacraments. Hi, this is Pastor Nigel Brown from Hope Lutheran Church in Hampton, Virginia. If you're looking for reverent worship and serious Bible study, look us up. We're in Hampton with Bible studies in Hampton and Williamsburg. We celebrate the divine service with communion every Sunday. Check us out at hopehampton.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about helping young people understand God's gift of sexuality. Stephanie Neugebauer is our guest, manager of health ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and author of a column for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Beyond Purity. Lutherans for Life and Why for Life have extended the registration deadline for a conference on gender brokenness, April 19th and 20th in Irvine, California. For more information on the Hope for Healing conference, visit whyforlife.org, whyforlife.org. Stephanie, how do we teach children that this chastity applies to the whole person, to body and mind and spirit?
I think when we're talking about the whole person, we have to realize that this includes our thoughts, our actions, how we speak, what we listen to and what we watch. It's a way of life. It's how we honor marriage, either the marriage that we ourselves have with our spouse or the marriages of others, how we treat and value the opposite sex, how we talk about men or women, and that we recognize the differences between men and women as being good.
What does it mean for parents? You mentioned a moment ago, modeling chastity.
Yeah, modeling chastity can look like a lot of different things within your own context. And of course, we know that families are made up of a different number of people, different ages of kids, and different abilities too. And so that, of course, has to be tailored to your own context. But maybe I can provide a few examples. First of all, I think it helps to model what a beautiful marriage is. And I think this may not be so obvious, but it's showing appropriate levels of public displays of affection in front of your kids, how you honor your spouse in marriage, how you care for them, how you put the other first, especially their physical and bodily needs. It's praying with and for your kids. I mentioned that in the article. Now, our kids are 7, 5, and 2, but already in our bedtime prayers with them, we pray that God would protect them and keep them safe as they grow in their faith. But also, we pray for their future spouses and for their kids that they would marry a person who believes in Jesus and that they would be able to raise kids who believe in Jesus too. And so this whole idea is already started to be planted in their minds about, wow, one day the Lord may bless me with a spouse. And then from that, the fruit of having children, and to already kind of be training them in this longer view of what is their life. Also, consuming media, television, movies, music, helping them as they watch these things to kind of digest and to figure out, well, is the way that this movie talking about the other gender, is it good? Is it the way that God wants us to be caring for our neighbor? Is this a lyric that celebrates sexual freedom and doing whatever feels good in the moment? Let's talk about that a little bit more. Ultimately, too, I think that parents need to realize that it's not the teacher's job, it's not the pediatrician's job, it's not the sex educator's job, and it's certainly not their peer's job to be teaching them about sex and their sexuality. That's a parent's role, and it needs to start early, and they need to be the ones who their kids can come to for questions where they feel comfortable asking them or telling them, and so that their parents can hold their hand and go alongside them and show them the way.
Why is it also important to point our children to Christ's forgiveness when teaching about chastity?
It's ultimately important because we're sinners and we fail. And the beauty of talking about chastity is that it's a lifestyle to pursue. And so if we fail in its pursuit, if we sin against our bodies or sin against another's body, we ask the Lord for forgiveness and we repent of our sin. Whereas with purity, if we're talking about virginity, if we mess up one time, we've lost it altogether. And again, the whole concept of chastity is that it can be regained because Jesus gives forgiveness of sins. And then through the power of the Holy Spirit, he helps us and comes alongside us so that we can pursue what is good and what is lovely according to his design.
Stephanie Neugebauer is manager of health ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author of a column for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Beyond Purity. The Lutheran Witness magazine interprets the world from a Lutheran perspective. An annual digital and print subscription is less than $25. Find out more at witness.lcms.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, the Lutheran Witness magazine. Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is a collection of more than 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas. It's titled A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or learn more about A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols.
This is Pastor Matthew Harrison, President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The LCMS operates the second largest parochial school system in the United States. What can you expect from a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school? There's one race, the human race. And Jesus died for the sins of every man, woman, and child from every land and every nation. Life begins at conception. All life is precious from womb to tomb. And every student, parent, and teacher is created in the very image of God. There's right and wrong, and we know which is which from the Ten Commandments. There are only two sexes, male and female, He created them. Marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. There's such a thing as objective, absolute truth, and it's found in the person and work of Jesus Christ and His Word. To find a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school near you, visit lcms.org/schools.
Education and edification. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At the center of our campus is Kramer Chapel, and there's a reason for that.
Issues Etc. guest, Dr. Arthur Just.
Because it is the heartbeat of Concordia Theological Seminary. It is where we go to hear the voice of Jesus and frequently be fed with the body and blood of Christ. We sometimes call it our Jerusalem. Kramer Chapel points to the classroom, which we sometimes call Athens. It is there that we do theology, biblical studies, systematic theology, practical theology, history. We love theology here, and we love the study of it, and we love coming together in worship. It's one of the things that gives us great joy. Joy in worshiping, joy in studying theology. Concordia Theological Seminary is all about the joy of being in Jesus.
Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, ctsfw.edu.